If we are to believe the commercials, neither snow nor sleet nor treacherous terrain can stop a sport utility vehicle. In the ads, the SUVs glide across the snow like a warm knife through butter. So we were struck by another image on our TV screens this weekend. SUVs sunk into snowbanks, spun out in ditches, or slammed into other drivers who brave the snow and ice. Here to talk about this visual disconnect is Chubba Chetta. He's the editor of Car and Driver magazine. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Are SUVs really all they're cracked up to be when it comes to superiority in the snow?
Well, they certainly have potential advantages. SUVs come with four-wheel drive, which helps when the traction gets slippery. When you get really deep snow like we just had on the East Coast, that high ground clearance, because the vehicle is so high, helps the vehicle from not being a snowplow as it goes down the road. And they often come with tires that are a little bit more suitable for the snow. The problem is that sometimes this extra traction makes the drivers overconfident. And you can get up to a dangerous speed a lot more easily because of the extra traction. And then you find out that four-wheel drive doesn't help you stop or go around corners any better than a regular car can.
Yeah, it's like that famous Clint Eastwood line, a man has to know his limitations.
Well, absolutely right. And, you know, in a regular car, in a two-wheel drive car, you get out under slippery conditions, you give it a little too much gas, and you instantly get wheel spin, which sort of lets you know that there's a problem out there and you better cool your jets. In an SUV sometimes, or any other four-wheel drive vehicle, you step on the gas, off it goes, and you think everything is pretty normal until you have to stop suddenly, and then you find out you have an issue.
Well, you know, we saw lots of pictures of SUVs crashed in the snow here in the Northeast with the snowstorm that overwhelmed us in the past few days. Are SUVs really more accident-prone, or are the drivers of SUVs just the only ones that were brave enough to hit the roads during this blizzard?
Well, in the overall statistics, SUVs are definitely not more accident-prone than cars. But certainly, if you've got an SUV and a regular car in the garage and this sort of storm hits you, almost all of us would rather take the SUV. And as I say, there's good reasons for doing that, but you still have to realize that there's physical limitations to the vehicle. The other thing you better pay attention to in times like this is very challenging driving. Put on your seatbelt no matter what you do, and this isn't the time to be driving along and yakking on your cell phone either. Pay attention to the road.
Since safety and safe handling are such strong selling points for these vehicles, I wonder if there's a psychological pull. You know, if you've got one of these in the garage and you have a big snowstorm, there's got to be a temptation to take it out there to see how it will handle.
I think that temptation exists, and I'm not sure it's a bad thing, but if you're trying to see how the SUV handles, maybe what you ought to do is go find a snow-covered parking lot that doesn't have a lot of light poles in it and conduct your experiments out there rather than on a main street. In fact, you know, you can have a lot of fun doing that, and it's probably a good thing to do for a lot of drivers because they would find out that these vehicles are not supermen of the roads under snow conditions, but find out there rather than find out the hard way with a light pole in your way.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.
Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine.